Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Welcome to the Sunday Service Podcast, the platform where we explore the depths of Scripture to deepen our understanding of God's Word. I'm Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, your host, and today we will be embarking on a profound journey into the baptism of Jesus. So usually I like to begin with a moment of prayer. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we delve into the waters of your word, may your spirit guide our hearts and minds. Open our understanding as we explore the significance of Jesus' baptism. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so I'd like to set the scene here. So this is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. If you have your Bible, you can open it up to those verses. That's the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. So what this does is it sets the stage for a pivotal moment in Jesus' earthly ministry, which was his baptism by John the Baptist. Now, they actually called him John the Baptist because he went around baptizing everybody, and he baptized Jesus. So picture the Jordan River, the sound of rushing water, and the crowds gathering to witness this extraordinary event. Now, baptism is more than a ritual. It symbolizes repentance and the beginning of a new life in Christ. So even Jesus, who was sinless and perfect, he chose to be baptized. So that sets an example for us to follow. You know, even if we're sinless and perfect, which we're not, we should choose to get baptized because we die to our sins, right? So as we read in Matthew 3:15, Jesus' response to John's hesitancy was, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." I'll say that again. So John the Baptist was going to baptize Jesus, and he was kind of hesitant because he's like, "You're perfect, you're sinless, what do you need to get baptized for?" So Jesus said, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Now, that was the purpose of baptism. So now we have the Trinitarian revelation. Now, the baptism of Jesus unveils a unique moment of the Trinitarian revelation, Father, Son, Holy Spirit being the Trinity. Now, as Jesus comes up from the water, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, and the voice of God declares, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that's Matthew 3:16 through 17. Now, this manifestation reinforces the unity of that Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, in his identification with humanity, Jesus, sinless and divine, identified with humanity through his baptism. So he entered the waters, not to repent of his sins, but to align himself with us. Now, that demonstrates his solidarity with our personal journeys. So this act of humility and identification foreshadows his entire redemptive mission, right? You have to identify with the humanity that you can also help them based on your own actions. Now, what does the baptismal waters mean? Those are like the waters of transformation, right? So the baptismal waters symbolize transformation. In the same way as we go through the waters of baptism, we declare our allegiance to Christ, dying to our sins, dying to our old selves, dying to our bad habits. and we rise an entirely new person, a new life through him, through Christ. So it's a spiritual rebirth, and that signifies our commitment to following Jesus. Now, how do we apply that to our lives? So how does the baptism of Jesus impact our lives today? So it challenges us to embrace humility and identify with others in their journey and commit to a life of obedience, following God's word, following the blueprint Jesus left. We can't be perfect, but we can try our best under the kingdom rules to live the right way. We all know right from wrong. And for whatever reason, sometimes it's easier to do the wrong thing than it is to do the right thing. That's why they say the gate is narrow. Not everybody wants to be obedient. Not everybody wants to do the right thing, right? So just as Jesus' baptism marked the beginning of his public ministry, our baptism signifies a new chapter in our walk with Christ. So as we, you know, get into more discussions and the exploration of the baptism of Jesus, let this revelation deepen our appreciation for the significance of baptism in our lives, right? It's an important thing. You know, you see people, they do it in a pool, they do it in a bathtub, they do it in the ocean. It really doesn't matter. What it signifies is you're dying to your sins. You're becoming a new person. You want to be a totally different version of what you used to be, right? So that's what we're going to do on these Sunday services, right? We're going to talk about Jesus' ministry, the people and the characters involved. And you can actually see a lot of this play out in the TV series, The Chosen. And I think season 4 is just dropped in the theaters now because it is February 4th. So that just dropped, I think, last night in theaters, and soon that'll be streaming everywhere. And it gives you, you know, a personalized visual account based on as much historical accuracy as we can find based on all the historical information out there of what it possibly was like. We can't know exactly what it was like. Nobody was around 2,000 plus years ago. But based on all of the history and artifacts and things that they found over these years, this is what it could have looked like. And it's the closest thing that we have to, you know, the real thing. So as I, you know, conclude our exploration on the baptism of Jesus, let this give you an appreciation. Let it want you to do more, right? You want to search for more. There's the Bible, you got the internet, there's tons and tons of information out there, and I can give you all of it. But if you don't embrace it on your own because you want it in your life, all the information I give you won't help. So catch fire for Jesus. Understand who God is and know that he's the one that controls it all and can help, right? So before we get out of here, and actually, you know, I went quick story or a parable like Jesus would do. I went roller skating with my 8-year-old daughter. She wanted to learn how to skate. So we go out there and they have the little cage thing that you lean on when you're scared to go. But they told her that she couldn't use it because she was too tall. So all she had was me. And I've had, you know, hip surgeries, shoulder surgeries. I'm a mess. But God keeps me going, right? So she had to trust in me to get her around this skating park. And she's like, oh no, not dead. But after about an hour, she got it. Because I gave her the confidence and she knew that I had her back. So even when she fell, I would catch her before she hit the ground. And this is what following God is like. You're nervous, you're scared, you don't have any safety mechanisms, but all you have is faith that this thing's going to work out. So after about an hour, she was skating all over the place on her own. And I'm in tons of pain. Ice packs, heating pads, it is what it is. But, you know, God and Jesus took the hits for us, right? He got crucified for our sins. So I took the brunt of the pain so my daughter wouldn't have to. So these are just little parables, little stories that can connect our lives today with God and following Jesus. It's just like that. You have to have faith that it's all going to work out. And, he's going to take the hits for us. Jesus already took the hits for us for all of our sins. God got us. He already knows what's coming. And he's setting it up for us. So we don't even have to worry. It's like they said, it is done. So before we get out of here, let's bow our heads once again in gratitude. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the profound truths revealed through Jesus' baptism. May these insights inspire us to live lives that reflect your glory, your wishes, your life, and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So good, folks. This was just the introductory episode of our Sunday service. Certain topics will be longer, some will be shorter. So it is what it is. We do what we do, and we listen to God for the answer. So until next time, stay rooted in the word, and may God's grace accompany you on your journey. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, signing off from the Sunday Service Podcast. God bless you all.